The album's co-produced by Steve with Nigel Green. I mean, Nigel's record speaks for itself. Mm. But what's Steve like to work for as a producer? Is he sort of a whipcracker, or does he sort of like just let everyone get on with it?
He's good and bad. It's like a tragi-comic love affair when Steve is producing and you're doing your part, because he will encourage you and he'll go, oh, that sounded good, that sounded good. But he will also, when he feels like it, or if he thinks the performance is there to come, he will make you do the same thing so many times until you forgot what it's about, you know. But in essence, I'd say as a producer, he's really good because he never forgets what the song is about. He never looks at things from a purely technical thing. And he always makes you feel like the musician is more important than the equipment, which I think when you're in a studio, it's very easy for the technocrats to take over and say, oh yeah, we've got this computer doing that, we can use these effects, this song, and forget that in essence, what music is about, and especially the style of music that Maiden do, what that is about is actually reaching to people. It's speaking to people, you know, and that's why I think the band has got, it's a live band, because that's the ultimate place for that, you know, for saying, from, you know, when you're in on stage or when you're in a gig, then it's, I think the vibe we've made, it's much less, it's not we are the band, you are the fans. I think it's more like, yeah, we're all here together to get the most out of tonight and really enjoy ourselves. So from that point of view, I think that Steve doesn't forget that when he's in the studio. And I really like working like that, because I always imagine when I'm singing, I always try and think, right, what's this going to be like live? You know, when we're on stage, what's it going to be like? And I'm really looking forward to doing Sign of the Cross and some of the other ones live.
The new artwork is, like I said, it's a radical departure from what I've done in the past. Was that a conscious decision when the artwork was being thought of, or did it just sort of like move that way?
Well, it was, I think, a conscious decision in one way. Certainly when not long after I joined the band and I was talking to Steve about what I thought about the artwork, I think we're certainly thought along the same lines there, that there's no way you could really kill Eddie. I mean, after all, he's the undead. So you're not going to be able to kill him off. And really, I really like Eddie, and I like what he stands for, and the kind of, you know, the antagonistic dark side of what he represents. So you can't really lose Eddie, but as well, Eddie has to do something. He has to come from somewhere else. I mean, this is a new lineup, and it's going to be like hopefully a new beginning and for Maiden. So I think that was in our minds, and then the guy that had a couple of things sent in that Steve had looked at and wasn't particularly impressed with, and then he phoned up the guy who finished up doing the artwork, and when they said, oh, we want you to come up with some ideas for the next Maiden album, he said, I've been waiting for this phone call for 5 years. So I thought, well, it's going to be good if he's been into the band and waiting to do it. So and it's come out really well. I think it's probably going to be quite controversial, but I don't think in all the time I've been following Maiden, I don't think they've ever shied away from controversy or being there or confronting people.
Finally, touring. I mean, after spending months recording, you must be looking forward to getting out on the road. Stage show wise or presentation wise, how are you going to be different? How's it going to be different from like previous shows and singers' performance? Like, I know you like your experiment with ear monitors and stuff like that. So is there anything you've sort of like thought about that?
What we're doing is we're certainly going to we're changing the monitor system on stage. Is one of the first things that we're doing, so that when we're playing small, we've got a monitor system that's going to take up less of the room on the stage, and also the PA, just as powerful. I think it's even a bit more, it's a bit louder, the PA that we're going to use, but it's going to be a bit smaller. So in fact, more people will be able to see us and we'll have a bit more room on stage. And also, I think Maiden have the last couple of tours, they've like with No Prayer and stuff, they've stripped down and set, you know, stripped it right down to backdrops and things like that. And I think there's certainly a feeling in the band now that we want to come out with a show, and you know, really say, yeah, we're here, and to give people something to look at, and a memorable evening with Iron Maiden, certainly. So I think it's going to be a very enthusiastic performances on tour, and we can't wait to get out there, really, because we've taken so long making the album and doing a promotion and everything, that by the time we do get out, it's just going to be insane. It's just going to be like one of those fairy story dragons lying asleep in the cave, waking up incredibly hungry, breathing fire. We're about to go and trash the local town and eat all the virgins. So that's what it feels like at the moment. When we get out of there, I'm sure it's going to be insane.